So we could move to Pelech.
Chapter 6. And maybe... First of all, perhaps, read... Someone would read for us the first 7 verses. And then we'll give you some more. Whoever would volunteer. One of the Hesser boys. Would one of you all read those for us?
What verses?
Chapter 6, verse first of all, verses 1 through 7.
And in those days, when the number of the disciples was multiplied, there arose a murmuring of the Grecians against the Hebrews because their widows were neglected in the daily ministration. Then the 12 called the multitude of the disciples unto them and said, It is not reason that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. Wherefore, brethren, look ye out among you 7 men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. So we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. And the saying pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Ghost, and Philip, and Prochorus, and Nicanor, and Timon, and Parmenas, and Nicholas, a proselyte of Antioch. When they set before the apostles, and when they had prayed, they laid their hands on them.
Verse 6, I said, okay, yeah, that's good. I was just getting my bearing. Okay, and go in chapter 8, verse 5.
Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them.
Excuse me, 5 through 8.
And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits, crying with loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies, and that were lame, were healed. And there was great joy in that city.
In verse 26, start at 26, and perhaps... through 35. We won't discuss each of these individually, but it'll give us the setting.
And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, Arise, and go toward the south, unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is the desert. And he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority, under Candace, queen of Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure, and had come to Jerusalem for to worship, was returning and sitting in his chariot, read Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, Go near and join thyself to this chariot. And Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah, and said, Understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, How can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. The place of the scripture which he read was this, He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so opened he not his mouth. This humiliation, his judgment was taken away, and who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. And the eunuch answered Philip, and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this, of himself, or of some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth, and began at the same scripture, and preached unto him Jesus.
Well, you know, the point could equally be the directing of the Spirit of God for Philip as it was for Paul. That's not exactly the part that I had in mind, but it will still emphasize that force. But what I had especially before me was the willingness of this man of God to do whatever the Lord wanted him to do, whenever the Lord asked him to do. And if it was such a humble beginning as we have right here, that he was just a man that waited on tables. And that's what it was. There was the administration. There were difficulties here. Let me tell you what you don't have a gift for. The Lord hasn't given any of us a gift just to look for difficulties. When we see difficulties, the Lord gives us gifts and helps and talents and abilities to try to make things right, not to look at them and to complain. And that's what kind of was going on here. There was a bit of complaining. There were people that thought that they were being left out. And it's amazing that the Lord uses men from amongst themselves to fix the problem. You see, He uses men from amongst those that were complaining to fix the problem with the difficulties that had come up. But the thought was that there were men, there were apostles there. Now, is it right that the apostles should leave the place that they were in and wait on tables? Is that the thing that you think would be proper? They didn't feel it was so. There were these, and I think he was a younger man. I don't know what you all think. I don't know how old Philip was at the time. But the word came to choose out from among yourselves men. And what was the characteristic of these men? The saying, verse 5, pleased the whole multitude. They chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Ghost. And I just have and Philip, along with the others. Someone to fill a need. Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? Well, here was a beginning, wasn't it?
Maybe you might explain for us, Chuck, to use the terminology about waiting on tables. Maybe give us some help on that, and then we can develop it a little bit more.
Well, I think it was the minister, it was the really the taking care of the widows. That's what I think was involved. It was the service, serving them, and it was really in a physical way, wasn't it? It was work. It was work to be done. And there were those then that complained that they were being ignored. Has anybody here ever complained? Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's easy to do, isn't it? You don't have to have a gift to do that. It's an easy thing to complain. And so there were those that complained. And the Spirit of God used that occasion to set these men in the forefront. I don't know how you feel about it. That's the way I see it. He took a difficulty and a problem, and He used that occasion to bring out into the light certain men that were there that He would use for His service.
I was thinking of how we connect what we had yesterday with what we're doing today. Mm-hmm. Because we're talking about the pound, we're still talking about the pound, and we're still talking about the talents.
Right.
So what we want to do is to keep aligning ourselves with that. Now, I was thinking, if we just go back for a quick moment to Paul, I think we have the true example of the pound in Paul, what we saw in his conversion. He's got the knowledge of the glory of God delivered to him. And he was told, Ananias was told, that Paul is going to see the things, or Saul rather, is going to see the things that he has to bear for my name. And we saw those things in 2 Corinthians 6 yesterday. That if you've got this pound, as we all do have the pound, there is going to be straits and difficulties and disputes and contentions and conflicts and even times of rejoicing, all a part of the developing and the trading and the enhancing of the pound. I'm wondering if when we come to Stephen, we see somewhat more of the talent coming out here. Here is a man who has most likely an ability, and with that ability he was given the gift to be able to administer the funds and things of that nature which had to do with the Hebrew and Grecian women. There was contention. One was saying, we're not getting, the others are getting more than we're getting. And so the apostle said, well, ministry of the word and prayer is our exercise. We can't be focused on the daily administration of the needs of the saints. We need someone whom the Spirit of God will qualify to handle this. And I think that this is where the talent comes in. Philip steps in. Now, one of the consequences of the talent is what? That there is increase, right? We get Philip later on, an evangelist. That's increase. So I think that that's just to help tie us in with these exercises of both the pound and the talents.